Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Pei Tes Amid Beis of Masechta Shabbos. We are on Daf Pei Tes Amid Beis, and the Mishnah said, "Minayin shekoshen loshen shel zahoris." How do we know that you tie this red string on the head of the seer mishtaleach? Because the pasuk had said, "Miuchatechem kashanim kashel galbinu," that if our sins are red, they'll be white like snow. So the Gemara brings drashos on that pasuk. So the Gemara asks, "Kashanim kashanim ibayulei." It should have said kashani, just like it says kasheleg b'lashon yachid. Why does it say Blashon Rabbim? Some Rabbi Yisrael, Yisrael, Hashem is telling the Jewish people, "Im yuchateichem kashan malalu shesuduru subos mishesh me brachus viadachshav," that even if your sins are like years that go one right after the other, meaning they're very predictable and they keep on happening over and over and over again, and the number of sins that you have is like the number of years since sheshes me brachus kashal galbinu, still it will be whitened like snow. Darish Rava, my dechsev. What does the pasuk mean when it says luchu na v'nivachcha yomer Hashem, that luchuna bo'una mi bailei? Why is it luchuna? It should say bo'una, because he was inviting them. So also yomar Hashem amar Hashem mi bailei, not yomar will say, but that it should have said that Hashem already said this to the Navi. So what's it telling us? That la'asil lavo, it's talking about some future time at Tchias HaMesim, that yomar l'makrosh baruch li Yisrael luchuna itzal avoseichem v'yochichu eschem, go to your forefathers and they will give you musar v'yomar l'fanav ribonu shalom, and the Jewish people will say to Hashem, Ribbono Shalom, Eitel Minele, who should we go to? Eitel Avram, Shamartelo, Yodo Ateda, Velo Bikesh Rachamim Aleinu. Should we go to Avram Avinu, who you told him that we were going to become Avadim in Mitzrayim and we were going to be afflicted and persecuted, and he never davened for us that we shouldn't have to go through that? Eitel Yitzchak, Shabirich Esav, should we go to Yitzchak, who gave Esav a bracha, Vaya Kasher Tarid, Velo Bikesh Rachamim, and he gave a bracha to Esav without asking for rachamim for us? Etel Yaakov shamartelo anochi eridim chametzrayma v'lo bikesh rachamim aleinu, to Yaakov who said that you'll go down with him to Mitzrayim and he didn't ask for rachamim? Etel mineilech achshav yomar Hashem. So now you have to give us the tochcha. We only trust you, Hashem. So amalan kodesh baruch hu holu tulisa matzuchem bi emiyu chateichem kashan mekashal yalbinu, that if you're not looking to your forefathers anymore and you're just looking to me, so then you're going to have forgiveness for your sins. Another mimer about Ku'ulas Yisrael from their sins, La'asid Lavo, that's Tali and Hashem and not in the Avos. Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani Abraham Yonasan, Ma'idichsev ki ato avinu ki Avram lo yadonu v'Yisrael le'ikrenu ata Hashem avinu go'alenu ve'olam shemecha La'asid Lavo yom la'korosh baruch la'Avram b'necha chatuli, that La'asid Lavo Hashem is going to tell Avram avinu, your children have sinned against me. Amar l'fan of Ribbono Shalom yimachol kedusha shemecha, go let them be wiped away. Al Kiddush Hashem. Omer, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Emer le Yaakov, Dahava le Tzar Gidul Banim. Maybe I'll go tell Yaakov about this. Maybe the conversation will go differently, because after all, he had Tzar Gidul Banim. Efshar Dabai Rachmi Alayim. Maybe he'll daven for them. So Omer le, Banecha Chatu. So Hashem said to Yaakov, your children have sinned. Omer lefon of Ribbono Shalom, Yimachol HaKadosh HaShemecha. Wipe them away, Al Kiddush Hashem. Omer, lo besavitayim, of lo bedardiki Yetzah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Zikenim, like Avram, don't have any tam, and the young one, Yaakov, doesn't have any Yetzah. Amar lo liYitzchak, so he went to Yitzchak, Banecha Chatuli, the middle generation, and he said, your children sent to me. Amar lefan of Ribbono Shel Olam, Banai velo Banecha, are they my children and not yours? B'shar shekhtimu lefanecha na'asa l'nishma, karasa lehem b'ni b'chori, that when they did na'asa before nishma, you called them b'ni b'chori. Achshav Banai velo Banecha, now you're saying that they're my sons and not yours? Va'od kama chatu, kama shnosav shel adam, shivim shana, how much could they have sinned already? How long does a person live? 70 years. So dal esrin and dalon ashtalai. The first 20 years you don't get punished for. Pashalu chamishin. So there's only 50 years left. Dal esrin v'chamish dalavasa. 25 years of those are night times where people are sleeping and they can't have the ability to go out and do too many averos. Pashaluhu esrim v'chamish. What's left is 25 more years. Dal talti shrei upal gudet saluye umeichal d'beis hakisei. Another 12 and a half years of davening and of eating and being in the beis hakisei. So no real time to do averos. It's a very fascinating idea that there's no time to do averos at night, as if people can't do averos at night. I mean, granted, the internet wasn't invented yet, but there were still other ways to do averos at night. People weren't sleeping 12 hours a day, and that you can't do averos in davening, you can't do averos while you're eating, you can't do averos in the bathroom. But that seems to be the assumption over here. So pashlu tarti shreyu palgi. So what's left is 12 and a half years. Imatasovelas kulam mutav. If you want to take all of that on your shoulders, Hashem, that would be great. Vimlav. But even if you don't want to, palga alai, palga alai. I'll take half. You take half. Vimtim tzlomer kulam alai. And if you're going to make me take the burden of all of those sins, hakreves nafshi kamach. Well, guess what? I was makrev my life in front of you. I did an akedas Yitzchak. Pasku v'amru ata avinu. So everyone says kineged Yitzchak, you are our real father. Amar lahem Yitzchak, ashat emakal sunli, kol sulak harosh baruch hu. Yitzchak says, don't look at me. You should praise instead Hashem. U'machviluhu Yitzchak harosh baruch hu be'enayu. And Yitzchak showed harosh baruch hu with their eyes, that they should look kineged who their real father is. Miad nosve neim lamarum va'omrim ata Hashem avinu ga'aleinu me'olam shemecha. That you are a true father, Hashem. You are a true redeemer. Amr b'chibarab Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Ra'u ha'Yakov vinu leir le'Mitzrayim b'shal shalot u'shal barzel. Yaakov really should have gone down to Mitzrayim in iron chains, because it was a gzera of galus that led him there. So it should have been the way galus normally happens. Elisha zuchuso garmalo. But his zuchus caused that he's going to go down in a much more pleasant way. That his children are going to go down with him, and he's going down to see Yosef for the first time in such a long time. D'chsev b'chav li'adam em shechem ba'avosos ava ve'ayelahem kimrime ol al lachehem ve'et alav ochil. That because of the love for an Adam, for Yaakov, I've brought him down to Mitzrayim with rachamim, with soft ropes and not with chains. And even all the tzaros of the Shibin Mitzrayim that I did with them, there's like a person who's helping his animal lift up a yoke, lift up a burden on its neck with wooden boards and with sticks to make it easier. So I gave them the ability to withstand the Avodas Parach that they were in for. Now the Mishnah, new Mishnah, goes back to the Shiurim of different things for Hotzal, Lerushas Rabim, as far as Michay V'chata. So the Matan Torah Garet is over. Hamotzi Eitzim, if someone carries out wood on Shabbos, how much do you have to be carried to be Chayv Chatas? K'dei Levashel Beitza Kala. Enough to make a fire that would cook a Beitza Kala. Tavlin, if someone carries out besamim or herbs that smell nice, k'dei letabel beitza kala, enough to spice a beitza kala. Umitztarfin ze imze, and they're all different types of tavlin are mitztarif with each other to make up the proper shear. Klipe agozin, shells of nuts, uklipe rimonim, and shells of pomegranates. Istisupua, k'dei letzpo behen beged katan, enough to dye a small beged piece of vacha you put on a woman's cap. Meraglayim, someone who carries meraglayim, neser, or a certain type of mud, uboris, a certain type of plant that's used for cleanliness, I guess for like soap or something. Kimul yiva ashlag, other types of herbs that are used for laundry. Kedei l'chabes beged katan, piece of acha, in order to, enough to launder a very small beged, like the cap that a woman would wear. Rabbi Yehuda omer, kedei l'havir hakesem, that the shear of these things is enough to remove a stain of dam nida that you find on a beged in order to be metaher the beged. So ask the Gemara. We spoke in this mission about carrying wood and the shear being enough to be mevashel beit zakala. So frak the Gemara tanina chadazim. We already had this once on daf pei amid beis where we had said kana kedei lasos kulmos, that to carry a reed it's enough to make if you carry enough to make a quill your chayiv imaya av omerusas kedei levashel beit zakala shabe beitzim. But if it was a thick reed, or it was a cracked reed, so it's not appropriate for a quill, then it's enough to make a fire that can cook an egg, a very easily cooked egg. Trufa nusuna beilfas, if it's beaten and put in a pot. Mahu detema, so says, well, no, I would have thought hasam hu delo chazi lemidi. Over there, it's not roi for anything else other than hasaka, and that's why the shear is a beit zakala. Aval eitzim, dechazu lechaka da aklida, that you could do other things, you could make a tooth of a key out of it, afilu kol shuhu, so I would think even a tinier piece of wood. So kamash v'lan, that's why our Mishnah is a chiddush, that it's not only reeds that have no other practical function because they're soft, even a hard piece of wood that you might think would have another practical function, the shear of hotza'ah, to be chayif for hotza'ah, is still going to be the amount that it would take to make a fire to cook an egg. Tavlin kedei l'tabel beitzakal. We said spices enough to be to spice an egg. So Uramin, who the Gemara asks a stira, that there's a Mishnah Maseches Arla that says tavlin shnayim u'shlosh shemos mimin echad. If you have tavlin of Isra that has two or three shemos and they're from the same min, like you have pilpul lavan and pilpul shachar and pilpul aruch, but they're all pilpulin all mishlosh minin. Or you have three different shemos, and you're metavel with all of them, a single pot, and none of them alone would spice the pot, asurin, umetstarfin ze imze. All of the tavlinim of Isra are metstarif with each other, and they'll asur the tavshil. Ramar chiskiya, b'mine metika shana. The Mishnah and others talking about tavlinim that sweeten the kedera. Hol ru'uyin lematek kedera, since these tavlinim can sweeten the pot, so they're considered like a single min, and they're mitzdarif with each other to asa the whole kedera. Taimud chazul matik as a kedera. Halav hachilo. But it sounds like the only reason they're mitzdarif with each other is because in combination with each other, they're able to sweeten up the pot. But otherwise, they would not be mitzdarif. So how come in our Mishnah we're willing to be mitzdarif all tavlinim to the shear of hotza'ah? And it seems that even if they do not, if they're not mitzdarif to be mematek the kedera, says Mar, no, hachanami chazul matik. Our Mishnah is also talking about the types of tavlin that would be mematik, the tavshil that would in fact sweeten the pot, and only then are they mitzdarif with each other for the shear of hotza'ah. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up at the two dots next time.